Yes, Barrington speaking.
Hi, Barrington. Mr. Sheffield, it's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. How's your Thursday going?
It's going good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I know that we kind of covered a lot yesterday, and I sent that email out to you. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
I think it was pretty straightforward.
Right, yeah. I mean, we try to make it as simple and straightforward as possible. Pricing, of course, is the fixed flat rate. You know, we're not trying to nickel and dime you or anything like that. Let me just make sure. Now, the business name is Aggie Property Inspections, and that's with the LLC, right? You wanted the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name?
Yeah, it's the LLC, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Aggie Property Inspections without the LLC at gmail.com is the best email address for you. And then the one thing, and I touched upon it in one of my earlier messages, is I did find kind of some inconsistencies or just maybe older phone numbers, older addresses and things like that. The current phone number that we have, obviously the one that we're speaking on, this is an active current phone number and the one you want your customers to call, right?
Yep.
The 578-428-5799.
Yes.
So all of those other phone numbers, I do see that there's a couple of older numbers here that they just might be not accurate anymore. 578-701-5754. There's also a 770-676-5810. Neither of those numbers are accurate for you or current?
No, this number here is. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, one of the things that we want to do is make sure that all of your business information is accurate. And then I did see not just the 1951 Fishing Hole Way. I see a 17006 North 49th Street. That's not current anymore?
No.
Okay, I gotcha. And then there are some directories that either have no address or just list the city and things like that. So we'll fix all of those things. And then,
well, the city is fine. I mean, it's a home address, though. It's my house.
The 1951 Fishing Hole?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
But Lawrenceville. Now, Google won't want anyone to drive out and knock on your front door any more than you would. Okay, so we're just going to list
right.
You Lawrenceville. You won't even have the zip code listed, just the city and the state. And then, of course, we are going to be able to accommodate, and it's roughly 30 miles, right? Now, we don't just draw a big circle around you. Of course, we can, you know, target specific places where you want people to find you. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, one of the things that we will do, and if there is still an opportunity for you today, we could even do at 6 o'clock, we call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will kind of call you, kind of verify information that we have, make sure that, you know, information off of your website still accurate, and of course we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You would not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I am required to do here, because we are Google partners, and also because I did reduce the cost and even waive the setup fee, is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us. It gets recorded through the computer, and it does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that again, we're reducing the cost, waiving your setup fee, etc. That voice verification is actually pretty straightforward, though. And then before I do get to that voice verification and schedule that follow-up call, Mr. Sheffield, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
It'll be MasterCard.
MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
My name, first and last.
Your name, first and last. Okay. You said it was a MasterCard, Mr. Sheffield. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Barrington, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 517-805-81-2785.
Okay.
2785-4753.
And then the expiration month and year?
02-29.
02 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
378.
378. So I've got 378, 378 on the back, February or 02 of 2029 for the expiration date. Barrington, was the card itself 51780581 2785 4753?
Yes.
And that builds up the home address, the 1951 fishing hole in Southeast? Okay. And that's, of course, 30045. So about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification, you will receive a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. Barrington, if you've got a pen handy now, though, I'd be happy to give you that information.
I don't. I'm actually inspecting.
Oh, you are.
Speak, so, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. Well, I appreciate you taking the call. So you will, though, receive it by email in about a minute after I get through that voice verification. And then, of course, you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's, of course, Eastern time. You can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the next business day if they get that email either after hours or very late in the day. So let me just pull up that voice verification here. One second. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Sheffield, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Aggie Property Inspections, LLC.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Barrington Sheffield, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Sheffield, as the owner of Aggie Property Inspections, LLC, Barrington, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business.
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Barrington, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Barrington, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Sure, yes.
Perfect. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts in the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie Leads, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, of course, we want to make sure, well, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or even more important is that we do make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Barrington, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Sheffield, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply yesterday and still honor today, including waiving your setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of November, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Barrington, that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and the Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of just $299. And again, that rate will never go up. It is a month-to-month service, which means completely at will and no contract. That does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And of course, you can pause it too. If you end up with more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can in fact pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Barrington, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Sheffield, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Barrington, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, I know that you're on an inspection right now. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can still be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. The 6 o'clock we do still have available. It would be the last one today. Would you be available to receive a call at 6 or a couple minutes after 6? Get you off the phone close to 6:30?
I'll still be here.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. So I'm going to schedule that with our technician. There's not enough time for the automated email to send you the reminder. That comes out an hour prior. But in this case, I'm going to send you a calendar invite instead, and it's just for your records anyway. You don't have to respond to it, but it's going to say local splash, CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then I'll get those notes out to our client interview team in just a second here. And then the other thing, just the one thing that I did want to do here, just to add a little bit of extra protection here, another layer of security on the account, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with Aggie Property Inspections LLC, even if it's you, Barrington, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question every now and then. And, of course, if anyone calls you, especially a week or two from now, once your online presence is increased and we want your customers to call you, if anyone else calls you, if anyone saying that they're Google, or even if they say they're local splash, they would first of all need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information for you, don't even entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, don't even bother asking them for the security question. That wouldn't be us. Like I said, that voice verification was recorded and attached to your account just now for your protection. It clearly states it only bills on the 14th and only for that exact amount of $299. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do the pet.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Stinky.
You said Stinky, right?
Yep.
Okay. No kidding. All right, I got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. Even our technician will know that information. You can ask them if you want to. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you in about 20 minutes or so, I'll be on the beginning part of that call. I probably will be in between phone calls. I'll just be notating the account between now and then. So I'll be able to say a quick hello when our technician's ready to call you, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions that you might have beforehand. Handing it over to them. Now, did you happen to receive, and it looks like our system already sent out your welcome email, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. The one that I'd like you to open up if you've got a chance right now is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says, hello, Barrington. Thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. And it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you can, click on the blue click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through that. Google is going to be our main focus, but 1 out of 10 roughly will be searching on Bing instead of Google. Most of those people will be on their smartphones. We'll mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those calls and opportunities too. Of course, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all the directories necessary. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. You'll see a long line that goes across, and below it a couple of boxes that we would want you to click. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. So please do click both of those boxes. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. Click on that box and either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears, meaning that it is case sensitive. The B and the S are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. You sound like you're on your smartphone. You may need to turn your phone sideways for the confirmed signature box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you've got your name in the box, click that confirmed signature box. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced your cost. And then, of course, it allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Mr. Sheffield, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it asks you, taking to a next page, asking you to kind of log in. If it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know.
It is.
Okay. So you don't have to go that next step. If you tried it right now, you would just get a message saying that the account is still being set up. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. Your login credentials are on the welcome email. So let me pull that up. You don't have to pull it up right now. Your login credentials, the username is the phone number we're speaking on. The area code is included. You can't change your username. It's in our system the same way. It's designed to make it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's the phone number, area code included, but no dashes or spaces or parentheses. That makes your username simply 678-428-5799. Run Money is the default password, all lowercase, no space. Again, that information is on your welcome email. You can change that default password at any time. I'll let you go real quick because I do need these next few minutes to notate your account before we call you back in about 10, 15 minutes, but I should be in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, and I'll be able to say a quick hello and answer any questions you might have at that time.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you, Mr. Sheffield. We'll reach back out to you in about 10 or 15 minutes, and I should be able to say that hello. I think I'll be in between phone calls, unless I get an incoming call. That does happen, too. But I'm definitely not going to try to reach out to anybody between now and when our technician calls you. But other than that, I do want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that email, I'm sorry, that website, I should say, out in front of more people and getting your phone ringing, kind of earning your business 1 month at a time.
No, thank you.
Thank you too, Barrington. You take care, sir. You have a great rest of the day. Bye now.
Yep.